Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay Police Services Board is looking for outside help to address its multiple challenges, including those identified in recent years and issues that have come to light more recently. The board will meet in special session Wednesday to formally vote on whether to establish a panel of experts with provincial and national profiles. According to a memo prepared for board members, six individuals have already agreed to serve. They include Alec Mukherjee, former chair of the Toronto Police Services Board Kimberly Murray, former executive director of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Dilnaz Garda of Beyond the Blue, an advocate of mental health for police Laura Klusterman, a retired police officer now with Badge of Life Canada Sandy Smallwood, former vice chair of the Ottawa Police Services Board Paul Cook, former president of the ANT. Association of Chiefs of Police. In a memorandum to the board, Secretary John Hannum says the panel's activities could include reviews of human rights and mental health-related concerns, a review of past recommendations by the Ontario Civilian Police Commission and the Office of the Independent Police Review Director, and a review of the goals and objectives of the police board's strategic plan. The proposal to seek external advice follows months of turmoil highlighted by the filing of multiple complaints to the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario by officers and former police board chair Jorian Morisseau. As well, the OCPC is currently investigating the senior leadership of the Thunder Bay Police Service, and Ontario Provincial Police are conducting a criminal investigation into the actions of members of the TBPS. Police Board Chair Kristen Oliver states in a memo to her colleagues that the board and the TBPS have faced a number of challenges, not just recently but over the past 5 years and more. Oliver says the board and TBPS continue to work to comply with the recommendations of the Broken Trust Report and the Sinclair Report. We know that there are many concerns, issues and challenges that have been raised by the members of the service, many reflected in surveys of the members and in some cases manifested in formal complaints. And now external investigations are underway. Oliver says the board has attempted to set a new course for policing through the adoption of an aggressive strategic which has a key focus on the health and well-being of uniform and civilian staff, but adds, we have a lot of work to do. And we need all the help we can find to succeed in that work. However, the lawyer for Morisseau and officers who filed complaints with the Human Rights Tribunal was quick to criticize the police board after learning about its plan Monday. Chantel Bryson called it, nothing but further deflection and delay from the well-evidenced need for new TBPS leadership and board oversight. Citing a lack of consultation with victims, families, and Indigenous leadership, Bryson described the review plan as a ruse, cooked up, in part to deny the board's lack of action other than complicity in what she described as the continuation of discrimination, harassment and corruption. Note: this story has been updated to include comments from lawyer Chantel Bryson.